On Midwest Week, new leaders try to help Western Illinois University. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Rich Egger, news director for WIUM, Tri-States Public Radio in Macomb. So, Rich, maybe to start with, starting at the top, what happened to the former president of Western Illinois University, Jack Thomas?
Well, Dr. Jack Thomas stepped down as Western's president at the end of June. He'll be paid his full $270,000 salary each of the next 2 years while on sabbatical. He will then have a chance to serve as a tenured faculty position or in a tenured faculty position as a distinguished service professor beginning July 1st of 2021. So he did not resign. He was not fired. He stepped down from the president's position.
And that seems like a rather generous agreement. Well, from where I sit anyway, do some other people agree, or they say this is a good idea and they're glad it happened that way?
Well, we have seen other university presidents certainly receive generous packages as they step down. So in that sense, it's nothing unusual. Certainly we have places, you know, such as the Chicago Tribune calling for universities to be run more like businesses. And I would say in this case, Western is being run like a business because CEOs often receive golden parachutes. And it seems Dr. Jack Thomas has received the same.
Now, was it people at the university that were unhappy that he may have decided it's time for me to go, or what was going on?
Well, Dr. Thomas, he served as Western's 11th president in its long history. He took office on July 1st, 2011, so he certainly had held the position for quite a while. I believe the average tenure for a college president now is 6 or 6.5 years, so he exceeded that. You know, he came to Western actually to serve as the provost. He served in that position for about 3.5 years before being promoted to the position of president, like I said, on July 1st of 2011.
Okay. So tell me about the acting president, the replacement, Martin Abraham. But wasn't he hired for something else originally, too?
Yeah, he was supposed to start work as Western's new provost on July 1st of this year. But when Dr. Thomas stepped down in mid-June, Dr. Abraham was asked to step in and serve as the acting president. The Board of Trustees is expected at some point to choose a long-term interim president who would serve until a new president is appointed. For now, Billy Clow will continue to serve as the interim provost. He's normally the dean of the College of Fine Arts and Communication at Western.
Okay, so what has Dr. Abraham done so far as acting president? Any major changes or decisions for the university so far?
Well, I don't know if there have been any major changes or decisions so far. Like I said, he just stepped into the job on July 1st. He certainly is placing an emphasis on enrollment. He has formed a lot of committees and is not he is not asking for simply reports that will gather dust on a shelf someplace. He's looking to take some sort of action. The focus is enrollment, as it should be. I believe most people would tell you enrollment needs to be a focus, not just for Western, but for many universities in the state of Illinois. And so that's what the emphasis has been so far.
And one of the other key new administrators at Western is the director of admissions, Doug Freed. So remind us, why is enrollment such a big deal these days?
Well, enrollment, you know, that's you want to serve students. And the more students you have, the more revenue you have coming into the university through tuition, through grants, MAP grants, for example, various things. And of course, if you have more students, that will require more teachers, more staff. You just have a more robust university, and that certainly is helpful for the local economy, too.
And hasn't enrollment changed quite a bit at Western and some other state universities in the last, say, 5, 10, 15 years?
Yeah, you know, I certainly, the fall semester headcount has dipped nearly 5,000 students in the past 11 years. If you look at fall of 2008, the enrollment was a little above 13,000. In the fall of 2018, it was at around 8,500. So it has dropped quite a bit. And it actually, the drop in enrollment at Western has sort of mirrored the decline in state financial support for the university over that time frame, too. I don't think you can just blame Dr. Thomas or any of his predecessors. It's not just a local problem. It has been that decline in state financial support that has hurt Western Illinois University, too.
Okay, now the list of changes at Western in recent months also includes the Board of Trustees, Rich. So remind us, how many seats are there and how has the membership changed?
There are 8 seats on the Board of Trustees. One of them is a student who is chosen by fellow students every year. The other 7 seats are appointed by the governor. Governor J.B. Pritzker appointed 7 new board members near the end of March. And then since then, he withdrew the nominations for a couple of those members. We should point out he makes appointments that need to be confirmed by the Illinois Senate. The Senate had not acted on those appointments when Governor Pritzker decided to withdraw the nominations of Nick Padgett and Jackie Thompson. So currently there are 6 trustees with 2 seats open, and we're waiting to hear who the governor appoints to fill those now vacated seats.
And one of the other interesting things that happened was when the board sat down late in the spring, members picked Greg Aguilar from the Quad Cities to be the chair, but then the following meeting someone else was the chair. Do we know anything about what happened there?
I'm not sure, other than the first meeting, Herb, they needed to sit down and organize. And so they chose the chair and the vice chair and the secretary. And then at their June meeting, they decided they should choose their officers for the next year, the next fiscal year, which would begin July 1st. And so that's when Polly Radosh was chosen to serve as the chairperson of the board. Nick Padgett was chosen vice chair, and Jackie Thompson, the secretary. They have both been removed from the board now, or their nominations have been withdrawn. So they will need to pick a couple new officers the next time they meet. The board is scheduled to meet again on October 5th, I believe it is, during homecoming weekend at Western, but they could certainly schedule a meeting sooner than that, especially if a couple new board members are appointed.
And, Rich, what do you hear from faculty and staff in Macomb? The people there, are they happy, sad, worried, unconcerned with all these changes going on?
Well, certainly some of these are perplexing, and some of them maybe people felt were overdue. So I think people are anxious to turn the corner and get the university moving in the right direction.
And haven't there also been some consolidations and changes as far as departments and, academic offerings, things like that?
Yeah, there have been changes in the last few years. I don't recall them all off the top of my head. As the university has eliminated some departments, they've consolidated some departments. There have been a lot of changes, a lot of that, of course, driven by enrollment. Again, that's such an important factor. If you have fewer students enrolling, you end up needing fewer employees, and there are certainly changes that are going to come with that.